thing about me and Bob, and pretty much all of us, was we hated rednecks more than anything else, period. Because rednecks, for us, were America incarnate. And America? Well, fuck America.
Do now? Let's score. I gotta get some pelt tonight or my balls are gonna drop off. I hear that.
Ah! Yes!
What could I say? We weren't much more than a couple of young punks.
Gerade too hot.
Good morning, Bob. Rise and shine. Beautiful fucking day. Alright. Sure. So that's it.
To be an anarchist in Salt Lake City was certainly no easy task, especially in 1985. And having no money, no job, no plans for the future, the true anarchist position was in itself a strenuous job. And our tribe was small. I mean, at the center was me, Steve-O, and Bob, my roommate, Heroin Bob. Bob didn't really do heroin. In fact, he hated needles. Bob's irrational fear of needles was in contrast to everything you think about the guy. I mean, to look at him, you'd think he was a madman, which, you know, which he was. But he was also one of the most uptight guys I'd ever met. He didn't do anything about the cut on his hand. Nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. He just wrapped it up in a dirty old t-shirt, and he left it like that for weeks.
Is he gonna be okay?
Oh, yeah, he'll be fine, I'm sure. Thank you, though. How we doing? Okay, take a look at that. You're okay. What the heck did we do here? I think that wound's the most infected thing I've ever seen.
I hate doctors, man. I hate them.
Well, you're lucky those boys brought you here. Hey? So without me, you'd be dead. Patty, we need a gram of amoxicillin, I guess, man.
It's a nasty cut you got there. How'd you manage that?
I fell off my bike.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry. Does it still hurt?
It's a nice kid.
Yeah, sad, really.
How's that?
Kids. There's not much future for them.
Mm.
We all die, Steve-O.
It's true. Very true, Mike.
No, I'm fine, I'm fine! Get that fucking needle away from me, man! No, I don't do this! Get off me! Get off! I'll fix it now!
So Heroin Bob was named as such because he was afraid of needles. But, you know, not just needles. I mean, the guy was afraid of drugs, too. We couldn't even get him to take a damn aspirin. He drank and he smoked cigarettes, but that's it. He'd say,
"You know that shit you guys do? You're fucking yourselves up, man. Fucking acid. Acid. It never leaves your body. It's in your fucking spinal cord forever. Let me tell you something about the nature of chemicals, man. You know that dude, Napoleon? He was banished to an island when the French got sick of him. That's right. He supposedly died of stomach problems, right? Wrong. He was actually poisoned over a long period of time. Murdered by arsenic. A preservative. And you know how?
No idea.
His hair?
Hair.
His fucking hair. It was arsenic. Could tell how long he was being poisoned by following the traces of poison up his hair. Dude, if you do enough hits of it, you're dead.
It really makes you think, doesn't it, Bob?
Think what?
And chemistry's the wrong fucking major for a guy like you. It's the wrong major, Bob.
Well, you should lay off the acid anyways, man. You heard about Sean, right?
No, what happened to Sean?
Well, you know he was selling acid, right?
No, man, I told you, $25, man. $25, it's inflation.
Shit's getting expensive. Thanks, man.
No problem.
Nice spikes.
Nice fucking suits.
Let me ask you something, Sean. What the fuck did you become a punk for?
Hey, man, come on. The kid wants to be a punk. Let him be a punk.
You see, Russ, mods are pussies, man. The shit's fucking dead.
We'll catch you out tonight. We're kicking your ass.
Come on.
Kicking
my
ass.
Kick my ass? Woo! Why don't you get on your fucking bike and ride away?
Hey, fuck you!
No, thanks, sweetheart. No, thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, your mom's still driving us to soccer practice, right?
4:00.
Guys, enjoy!
So Sean puts all this acid in his pocket, and the school cop...
Where was this?
Southeast High, man. So he takes off running, and he's running through the track field, and the sprinklers are on.
Well, it's 1969, okay. Walk across the USA.
So the water soaks through his pants and melts the acid which went through his pants onto the skin on his leg. So, you know, over 100 hits of acid dissolved into Sean's leg. Fried him. So I went to see him like a week later and it just snowed and he was sitting outside in the cold.
Sean?
What are you doing outside, man?
Are you him?
Yeah, I'm him.
Jesus! Have I sinned or am I going to heaven?
You're frying, man. How much acid did you take?
Man, you're not Jesus. You're Bob.
I'm Bob! How goes it?
How you doing, man?
Doing what?
Walking on water. If I get off this chair, I'll drown. You want to know why, Bob? Because I can't swim.
Oh, I get it. So, Sean, do you see land anywhere, or?
No. Just water. Say, Bob?
Yeah.
You are Jesus.
That's right. I am. Why do you ask?
Satan is in the house. He killed my mom and turned her into a bull.
Oh, I didn't hear you come in!
Come here.
Ah!
I'm behind you!
Oh, my God!
chemicals, man. They'll fuck you up.
I always wonder what happened to the crazy fucking little shit.
It's a crazy fucked up world. And we're all just barely floating along, waiting for somebody that can walk on water.
Bob was like that. A real asshole when it came to reading into things. He liked to wrap things up in a neat little packages that implied the world. See, Sean was fucked up. Not the world. The world was just confused. And not the world, really, just the people in it. Bob was confused, and more, Bob was paranoid as fuck. That's right, Bob was in quarantine. The doctor said that Bob's infection was so bad that it had become a lethal virus. And so he was under quarantine for some weeks. It was the beginning of the fall and the rest of our lives. We both graduated college after taking summer classes, a major feat considering our aim in college was to be as destructive as possible. Our mission after leaving high school as two aspiring young punks, I think like the only two punks in Salt Lake City at the time, was to go to university and bring down the system. Why? Well, for obvious reasons. Anarchy, the only system of government that seemed to make any sense to us at all. And the irony was, well, we had made it through. I did well, even. My father was hell-bent on getting me to go to Harvard Law School like he had done when he was a kid. My father tried to get me to go right after I graduated high school.
Thank you for giving us an hour of your time. Your mother and I found this to be rather important. You finished high school. Thank God. Now it's your time to do good. This rebellion thing you're going through, I understand it. Not completely, but I respect it. Now you should think about what is right for you.
I mean, be free, darling. Always.
Yeah, be practical, Steve. You got a chance to go to Harvard. You got me as an alumnus that can't
but
hurt.
But only if it makes you happy.
Look, if you want to rebel there, you can do it. I was there. I went to Woodstock. Me and the guys had a lot of fun. We did our thing there. We got behind some causes, though. We fought for some very strong causes. We ended that goddamn war in Nam so that guys like you could be free. There's all these possibilities for you, Stephen. Carry the torch now, okay? I can see by looking at you that you're ready. Proud of the fact that you're an individual?
Very proud. So proud.
One thing. This may not be easy to hear, but the hair. Maybe tone it down a bit. The whole thing that you're doing. In my day, it was, you know, hair, long hair, beatniks, paisley, you know, that stuff. And, not liked, that kind of thing. This whole thing you're doing, this a statement about the American Indian you're doing. I'm baffled. And not just me. I mean, I'm saying regular guy in the street is going to be baffled, too. And we're hip, we're cool. It's just those guys on the East Coast are never going to get it, you know, with the... They're not going to get this in New York, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Jesus. Darling, we sound like our parents.
Yeah. It's difficult, dear.
We just want to support you.
100%. Take the ball and run with it. Make a difference.
But always with love. Remember that, Stephen. Always with love.
Oh, time out. I just want to ask real quick, if I can. You believe in rebellion, freedom, and love, right?
Absolutely.
Rebellion, freedom,
yes.
Love.
You two are divorced. So love failed. Two, Mom, you're a new age. You're clinging to any kind of scrap of Eastern religion that may justify why the above said love failed. Three, Dad, you're a slick, corporate, preppy-ass lawyer.
I don't really have to say anything else about you, do I, Dad?
Four, you moved from New York City, the mecca and hub of the cultural world, to Utah. Nowhere to change nothing, more to perpetuate this cycle of money, greed, fascism, and triviality. I mean, your movement of the people, by the people, and for the people got you nothing. You just hide behind some lost sense of drugs, sex, rock and roll. Oh, kumbaya. I am the future. I am the future of this great nation, which you, Father, so arrogantly saved this world for. Look, I have my own agenda. Harvard, out. University of Utah in. I'm gonna get a 4.0 in damage. I love you guys. Don't get me wrong. It's all about this. But for the first time in my life, I'm 18 and I can say, fuck you!
Steven, I didn't sell out, son. I bought in. Keep that in mind. That kid is gonna make one hell of a lawyer, huh?
Yeah. He takes after his father. He's a son of a bitch.
Fuck you, dear.
I love living in the city!
And now, 4 years later, I was a college graduate. We did what we could to fuck things up, but the system is strong. And there were many, and we were still few. but this fall was going to be the fall, all right. Bob and the rest of us had made an oath to do absolutely nothing. We were going to waste our educated minds. We had no other way of fighting. As I said, there just weren't enough of us. Sure, you know, there's a lot more punks than there was 4 years earlier, but there was also as many posers. Posers were people that looked like punks, but they did it for fashion. And they were fools, they'd say.
Anarchy in the UK.
You see, posers. Anarchy in the UK. The fuck's that? What good is that to those of us in Utah, America? It was a Sex Pistol thing, right? They were from England, they were British, that's what they did. They were allowed to go on about anarchy in the UK. You don't live your life by lyrics. I mean, that's all you ever heard from these trendy fucks. Like, do you hear the name Smith's album? It's fucking terrific. Kids walking around Utah saying terrific, that stupid little English twang. See what I mean? What the fuck's up with the England bullshit? You need Jack, he's a fag. I mean, I knew a girl, right, who only have sex with a guy if he had a fucking accent. Can you think of anything more ludicrous in your life? It's every asshole in Salt Lake City, let me tell ya. Plenty of assholes in this general region that want to do a little of this would get her drunk and put on some kind of stupid fucking accent like, hey, mistress, do you fancy a shag? There she would, fucking knees in the sky. It was sad. It made me really sad. Poor girl had no self-respect. See, to me, England was nothing more than a big fucking American state like North Dakota or Canada. You gotta look at me and you gotta say, hey, buddy, why are you so mad? And I'll tell you. Because for all the fawning that went over the English bands in the SLC, those fucking English chaps could only say shit about us Americans. All we were to them was a bunch of hicks. Well, you know what? I'm not a fucking hick. I don't wear cowboy boots. I hate the fucking rodeo. Horses smell like shit to me, and I never fuck anyone in my own bloodline. By definition, I'm not a redneck, and goddamn it, I ain't a fucking hick. Oh, the sun never sets on the British Empire. Well, the sun never sets on my asshole. Another thing that pissed me off, talking about who started punk rock music. Was it Sex Pistols in England? Was it the Ramones and the Velvet Underground in New York? The Ramones and Sex Pistols. Who cares who started it? It's music. I don't know who started it. I don't give a fuck. The one thing I do know is that we did it harder. Damn, we did it faster, and we definitely did it with more love, baby. You can't take that away from us. Exhibit A. It's my only exhibit, really, but you know what? I think it's pretty fucking good.
Fuck off and die. One of these days I'm coming out slow. One of these days I'll holler more. One of these days I'm coming out slow.
Motherfucker.
Oh, no, I mean, you're older than anyone else here.
It depends on how you look at it. I'm young in my heart. Younger than any of
these guys songs over there. You know, Bob, he's always looking for pay. That's why I don't understand you, American. You're always looking for pay.
Yeah, well, you know what? It pains me to hear you say that, Mark.
Hold these.
More pen you're looking for?
No, I have to take care of someone.
What an untidy group of little fascists. What do you expect in a town of God? Mormons run the state, and that is the state of things, I'm afraid.
Let
me just explain this to you. It was my instinct to react that way because you punched my friend.
I'm the bouncer for the bunk. It's my job.
Yes, but this is a punk show, and mayhem in punk shows, it's like peas and carrots. You know, it's common for a guy to jump on stage and then he jumps right off again.
Look, I'm really sorry about the beating, and I hope the rest of your stay in America is more pleasant.
You're under arrest, son.
You're selling pot? It's harmless.
No, the pot's fine. However, this shirt happens to be illegal in several states.
I see. Should be a torn shirt, huh? With a picture of Ronald Reagan on it, maybe with a bullet hole in his head. That would be more popular.
Yeah, you're a good man, Mark. We need more men like you in America.
I rest easy, I know that you say this.
Mm-hmm. Eddie.
Bobby.
Hey, fuck you, man.
Hey,
you're that singer, dude.
Hey.
What'd you think? Good show, or?
No, I'll never play this town again, man.
No? Too tame for you British types, or?
No, it's too blatant violent.
Thank you.
Come with me, I've got something to show you.
So here's this band. ECP. Extreme Corporal Punishment. One of the toughest, most hardcore bands in the UK. Good band as well. They come to Salt Lake City, they think it's too tough for them. An 18-year-old punk beat the shit out of their bouncer. I rest my case on this. In a country of lost souls, rebellion comes hard. But in a religiously oppressive city, which half its population isn't even of that religion, it comes like fire.
The little dial.
You had a visit?
Yes. I think we're all excited to see how he's doing.
Have you seen The Exorcist?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Is this dangerous?
Not clinically. Jesus!
Hey, Bob. Are you alive?
I want a cigarette, man. I want to get out of here, man.
Listen, buddy, we got good news. Now, they say today's going to be your last day.
Today?
Today.
Thank God!
These doctors can kiss my ass!
Oh, knock it off, tough guy, or I'll give you another shot.
Woman fucking hates me, man.
You look good like that. What's with the tape?
Hey, don't tell me you're going to pose on me, you big loser.
No, dude, I'm going crazy, man. How long have I been in here?
3 weeks.
Oh, my God!
Anyone come visit you?
No. Just you. Just you guys. You did. I've been quarantined, man. They named a disease after me.
You are a disease.
What about your father, Bob?
What about my father?
I just thought, didn't...
Oh, no. He didn't come. He's drunk, you know? But I'm free, huh? I'm free.
You know, I love the guy. Now the fall of hate could really get started. The first order of business, we threw a party at our apartment.
This is like the first party of the fall, right? The whole tribe's here. Everyone's in the house. Let me make the introductions. You remember Bob, of course. He's also...
Hey, stop fucking with that stereo!
He's also one of the hosts. This fucking stereo. And this... Oh, my God. This is Trish. She's like a bohemian queen. She is the goddess of the scene. Everybody really wants her. Hey, come on, let's keep going. Now, stay close, because, like, I don't really know everyone here. There's a lot of posers. This kid, he's not a fucking poser. He's not a poser. He looks like a total nerd, right? This guy looks like a geek, but his name's Mike. He's one of the most hardcore guys in the scene. Well, watch what happens. Stay where you are. I'll be right back. This is great. It's my favorite part. Is he right, mate? Fuck rock! It's fuck rock! The party's in full swing. Let's continue.
Hey, Mark, how's it rolling?
Rolling fine. Here, it's on me.
Me?
But be careful, that stuff can make you stupid.
Fuck you!
More stupid than you already are.
Hey, this is Mark. Now, Mark is not a punk rocker. Well, he's nothing really. He's not even a peer. But everybody knew him, and all the tribes loved him because he always had pot and acid. Now, what this crazy foreign fuck was doing behind the Iron Curtain, I had no idea. In fact, I don't think anyone in Utah really knew. But we did know that he was rich, loaded with killer bud. Oh, and completely out of his fucking mind.
Now, Mark was rich, but not because he was a pusher, which, you know, he really wasn't. He was independently wealthy. His whole family died in a plane crash over in Europe when he was 5. Thing was, he liked to buy stuff and show it off. His bank account bulged from the insurance off the crash. So you'd have to sit through some bullshit if you wanted to score. Because the one thing about Mark, he loved company.
This looks like a silver record. But it's not a silver record, it's a Laserdisc. This one is a water bed. But it's not a normal waterbed, because a normal waterbed goes like this. Lots of waves. Funny thing is, this one doesn't have any waves.
Well, why didn't you just buy a normal mattress that doesn't have waves?
This one doesn't have waves. See, it also comes in silver, but I mean, I bought it in black because it looks much cooler.
Yeah, but...
This is the masterpiece. It has a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 settings for optimum comfort, all of which I would gladly show you now. It has this projector in the back. $5,000. I mean, you can buy a fucking car for that. This thing here has a little platinum thing.
There's a movie on there.
And so it never ever... Kids like to
you. I don't buy any records. I only buy CDs because they felt much better anyway, so...
That's great.
Hey, there's more.
A lot more?
Much more.
Woo! Hey, wake up.
There's a character flaw, sure, but we all had those.
No.
This part didn't concern me. The main problem with Mark was that he was intimidating, and he had a tendency to snap. He was always afraid of getting ripped off. Yet at the same time, he would rip things off without shame or guilt. Chaos and man, although hopeful... could also be, you know, a little tiresome.
I had 2 bags of grass in this kitchen. They're always trying to stiff me, you know?
Who is?
Who? Who? Everybody! You know, I give to everybody, Steve. You know that. And they just go ahead and try to take whatever they want. Makes me want to kill. What you've done in the past, believe me. I'm not saying it makes me a man or anything. I'm just passing on the information.
When did you kill?
In Miami, I shot 2 men.
Why do you think I'm here? Because I love this place? Salt Lake, shitty? They tried to rob me, so I shot them in the head. You have to put at least one bullet in the head, just to make sure.
Get out of here. Come on, you didn't kill anybody. Fuck you.
You don't believe me, huh?
No.
Well? Hey, with this, you want to be a cowboy? I show you cowboy.
Come on, just put the thing away, all right? I fucking hate those things. Put it away. Get the joke, then put it away.
When I was a kid, my family died in a crash.
I know.
You know. My mother told us to buckle up because things were going to get bumpy, so I did. I looked at her and she smiled. And then like this, boom, the plane was going down. My dad was next to the pilot, and he told us not to worry. But hey, even at 5, I knew we had trouble because the pilot was crying. So I looked at my sister. She was like, oh, man, we're getting close. So I looked to my mom again, and she smiled at me again. And so this time I smiled. And then we hit the ground. And something came through that plane and cut my mother's head off. So now this head was flying straight at me. And she never took her eyes off of me. That's when I passed out. And when I woke up, my family was all around me in pieces. I saw my mother's arm, my sister's leg, my brother's head. But I couldn't find my father. I wanted to, though. Because I was going to kick his fucking dead body. Because he lied. You know what I'm trying to tell you, Steve-O? It's so easy. So easy to get it taken away from you. And they try. Every chance they get, they try.
It's bad. I mean, it's really bad.
Do you trust Bob?
Bob? Yeah?
I think he might have taken my stuff.
Well, he's asleep.
When we were upstairs, he could have taken it then.
Right. Oh, I don't think so. I mean, that's not like Bob. He's not a thief.
How do you know? You know what? I think we should ask him.
No, hey, Mark, wait.
Hey, Mark, come on. Just chill out, man.
Hey, wake up. Hey, you! Get up! You have my shit!
Put that shit away before I kick your ass, man.
Shit! You're right!
It's alright, Steve! Get off my back! I don't want to hurt you!
Right.
Here!
What?
Come on, empty your pockets!
This is fucking uncool, Mark!
We see about cool in a minute, okay?
Alright!
You didn't have anything.
I wasn't fucking there, I told you.
Shut up!
That's it, dude! That's
man! I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
Yeah, I just thought you had my shit.
Yeah, well, fuck you, man.
Hey, don't say that. Fuck you. I said I'm sorry.
No,
said,
fuck you.
I said sorry.
Fuck you.
Come on, bro.
No,
like my
get
brother.
Hey.
All right,
I'm not
bad, huh?
Yeah.
Give me a kiss.
Hey,
did I scare you?
It did scare me.
It was a joke, you know.
That's good.
Okay.
Okay.
You shut
it. I buy a new one.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, I say we go out and steal a car, huh?
All right.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Okay. Maybe you should just leave the gun now.
So Mark and Bob made up, because it's, you know, that's just how Mark was. And what could he do? Later he stole a car. Not that he needed a car, he already had, like, I don't know, 3 cars. But I guess fun is fun. We drove around for a while, got stoned, me and Mark. Bob just drank beers. We talked. We listened to Mark's nonsense theories about everything.
You know what the funny thing is about Ronald Reagan?
Mm.
And actually, it's not that funny because the poor guy has only one testicle left.
No shit.
Saw a picture once.
Fuck, dude.
That explains a lot.
Ronnie.
The world has no way to clean itself. That's why there's so much dust. This is underground road. And it leads from Texas to D.C. You know what? They smuggle UFOs through there. Bad thing.
Unidentified flying object.
Did you know that dolphins are man evolved? Did you know that? I saw once a half dolphin, half man in Greece.
And as the night closed, Mark decided to dump the stolen car. You know, evidence.
Sink. Sink, you fool! Hey, why won't you sink?
Well, it's because it's the Great Salt Lake.
And?
Yeah, dude, there's salt in it. It's like saltiest lake in the world. It makes things buoyant, you know? It floats.
You've gotta be kidding me.
No!
Sink, you fool! You fucking stupid bastard lake! Sink!
Oh.
What are you trying to do to me, huh?
Okay.
No,
that's...
Okay,
let's go.
No, hey!
Come on!
Hey! I'm not done with you!
And when all was said and done, Mark was an okay guy. And an evening with him was proof of anarchy.
So we accepted him. And he came to our parties. Hey! I'll catch you later, all right?
Not if I see you first.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Steve-O!
Hey, Jen!
Oh, I love your house.
Thank you. Hey, look at Jennifer. Look at... Here's Jennifer. She's 17. She looks a lot older. She looks older because this lifestyle really hardens you, takes the piss out of you. And she's got this brother. Hey, easy over there. She's got this brother. His name's Chris. He's this death rock punk guy. And he's like... Well, I don't know why I'm telling you about him, because you're going to meet that kid later. Now, this girl, absolutely beautiful, sweet as pie, is the greatest child God ever put on this earth, but you do not want to mess with her when she hasn't had her medication in a dark, deserted alley. She will, I repeat, she will rip your head off. This girl is a carnivore. Look, carnivore. Be careful! Who else can I introduce you to?
Oh!
Oh, baby! Sandy. Oh my god, Sandy. I like Sandy. Now, Sandy has nothing to do with anarchy in general. She's just a beautiful, wonderful, funny, witty, loving, sexy, tough as nails, little weird girl, and I absolutely adore her. I like Sandy a lot. This is John the Mod. Now, mods aren't punks. We get a lot of spats with mods, actually, but he's okay. He's one of those kind of guys, you know what I mean? He goes in between the tribes freely, like a diplomat. Gandhi! He always brings gifts.
Where'd you get the beer?
Wyoming, where else?
This actually needs some explanation. Beers in supermarkets in Utah is weak. 3 points instead of the normal 6 points of alcohol. It's a religious influence. And pain in the ass. But to me, it makes no sense. If you got alcohol, you got alcohol. So why 3 instead of 6? You know a drunk's just going to drink twice as many beers to get drunk. So not only do you have a drunk on your hands, but you got a drunk on your hands who's fat and gross. There's nothing worse. So if you want real beer, you have two choices. A, the state-run liquor store.
You see, it's here where you can buy regular beer. There are all of 3 stores in Salt Lake City to buy it. And their hours suck. Oppression. Also, not just beer, these were the only places that one could buy any alcohol outside of private clubs. Who can afford those? Except for guys like my dad.
Don't quit it. Stop. Oh. Enough. Come on, don't do that.
So, what do they call you? Do you have a nickname?
They do.
TLM?
The Long Man?
Third Leg Material.
You could get whiskey, gin, wine. Here's where they kept it. And here's the worst part.
IDs, boy.
See now, this teller, right, he's not just a teller, he's a cop. I mean, this guy right there, he's a fucking cop. So we buy beer, me and Bob, and this guy's calling a squad car to follow us home. Because one look at us, and he knows, gosh, those guys are going to be trouble. Now, Bob and I may not be innocent, but we are usually pretty law-abiding, usually. On this occasion, we had done absolutely nothing wrong. We looked suspicious, yes, but in all the years of pre-law, I uncovered a lot of contradictions in the system, but I found nothing that told me looking suspicious was a crime in and of itself.
Come on, just give me a shot. Come on.
But this was not about the law. This was about rednecks. So the battle continued. Who's to blame? I mean, the cops were rednecks, our mortal enemies. Worse than mods, worse than rockers, worse than posers. So we took our beatings when we could. But in this complex world of fascism that was Utah state policy, we had only one choice if we wanted real beer. Choice B, Wyoming. State line was 1 hour and 1 half. A short ride to Evanston, Wyoming, where you could get booze like a free man. Like boozers used to go to Canada for the poison during Prohibition. So we rode that morning before the party with Eddie. Eddie wasn't an anarchist. He wasn't even really a punk. Eddie was into women. But not in a macho, jerky kind of way, right? He was a true romantic. He had his ass beat several times for being gay, which he was not. Imagine, fag bash without the benefits.
I could give a shit what the rednecks in this town think about me. I know I'm not gay. Ladies know. I have no problem with gay guys. As a matter of fact, they are some of the coolest guys that I know. The only reason half these guys start shit, not because they want to fight me. It's because they want to fuck.
I don't know, man. You know, if somebody called me something that I wasn't, I could see getting mad.
The problem with somebody giving you shit about being gay, it's not that they're wrong about you, man. It's that they're giving you shit. Get it?
So you like this music, man?
Yeah. Rocks.
I think it's for posers.
Well, I think you're a fag.
Fag?
Fuck you.
No, fuck yourself. Get more pussy.
If looking the way we did in Utah was unusual, in the state of Wyoming, affectionately called the Cowboy State, we were fucking aliens.
We come from the east in search of the Messiah. We follow that big star.
Yeah, we bring gold and frankincense.
Myrrh.
You do what?
Follow the stars.
Oh, my God. Who let you boys out of the State Institute? We better get you boys back in the hospital.
No. It's all right, man. We're from England.
England?
Yeah. That's right. That's probably why we seem so weird to you, man.
England, huh? Well, that explains it, I guess. You boys enjoying your stay here in the good old U.S. of A?
Sure thing. It's a great land.
What the hell is that?
It's all right, Mother. They're from England.
Oh, that figures, don't it? What the hell did they do to your hair? God, you look like a goddamn Indian.
It was a medical experiment, but he's gonna be okay.
Oh, you poor boy.
That's how come there's so many floods and earthquakes. There is a curse on the land. The end is at hand.
That's so true.
Excuse me, ma'am, but, you know, there have been, like, floods and earthquakes since the beginning of time, dude.
That is so. But never have so many of Satan's followers been amassed on the earth as there are now. And the scripture states clearly that Satan's followers will be in the majority, and then God will raise his head, and fire will spew from his snout, and vengeance will burn in his eyes. You have not seen such fury like the wrath of God.
So you guys have lots of devil worshippers around these parts?
Oh, more than ever. They bear the mark.
Amen.
Well, now, what about World War II? I mean, the Nazis were certainly as good as Satan's army, and the world didn't end then.
Yeah, dude, what about the Nazis?
Now, I don't see Nazis as devil worshippers.
Oh, you don't?
Well, I see them more like a gathering of people.
What? What?
What's this about a mark? You guys said something about the mark.
666. The mark will be on all of them.
Mark.
Father! I fear you, Father!
Oh my God!
I'm comrade!
Oh my God!
Boys with trouble.
The Wyoming folk, well, they were okay, I guess. Just confused like the rest of us. But Nazis always pissed us off. There were a few Nazi punks in town. Now, I don't know what the fuck these guys wanted. They had the shaved heads and wore the stupid little armbands. I mean, rebellion is one thing, that I understood. But there are some things that are just sacred. Not to mention the anarchy, a systemless society, which is what I wanted. No government, no rules. Well, that was the complete opposite of Nazi fascism. So we kicked the shit out of these kids every chance we could. And that was that.
I want to be a cowboy.
Hi, my name's Eddie.
You exist in a world of dreams, Bob.
No, I was just sitting over there in that chair in the corner. I didn't really feel the particular urge to talk to anybody, and then I saw you walk in the room.
You were like a treasure. I have found a treasure.
Something came over me, this unbelievable urge to get up and come over here and talk to you. And
I am Aladdin, and this is my lamp. I wished for you, and here you are.
You're like a poet, dude.
No, it's you who are the poet. Your face, like Ginsberg or Wilde or even Hawthorne.
I fucking want it! Fuck yeah! What are you?
I'm an ant. Staring up at a human being, I wait with great intensity to be squashed by you.
You want to... The fuck through that!
The fight. What does it mean, and where does it come from? An essay.
Homo sapiens, a man. He is alone in the universe. A punker, still a man. He's alone in the universe. But he connects.
How?
They hit each other. Ooh, no clear way to evaluate whether or not you're alive. Now, complications. A reason to fight. Somebody different. Difference creates dispute. Dispute is a reason to fight. Now, to fight is a reason to feel pain. Life is pain. So to fight, with reason, is to be alive. With reason. Final analysis. To fight, a reason to live. Problems and contradictions. I'm an anarchist. I believe that there should be no rules, only chaos. Fighting appears to be chaos, and when we slam the pin and show, it is. But when we fight for a reason, like rednecks, there's a system. We fight for what we stand for, chaos. But fighting is a structure. Fighting is to establish power. Power is government, and government is not anarchy. Government is war, and war is fighting. The circle goes like this. Our redneck skirmishes are cheaper versions of conventional warfare. War implies extreme government because wars are fought to enforce rules or ideals, even freedom. But other people's ideals forced on someone else, even if it is something like freedom, is still a rule, not anarchy. This contradiction is becoming clear to me in the fall of 85. Even as early as my first party, why did I love to fight? I framed it, but I still don't understand it. It goes against my beliefs as a true anarchist. But there it was. Competition, fighting, capitalism, government, the system. It's what we did. It's what we always did. Rednecks kicked the shit out of punks. Punks kicked the shit out of mods. Mods kicked the shit out of skinheads. Skinheads took out the heavy metal guys. And heavy metal guys beat the living shit out of new wavers. And the new wavers did nothing. They were the new hippies.
What was the point? Final summation? None.
guys give me a second.
Dude, she's like responsible, you know? She's a businesswoman. She owns her own store. She's making a contribution to society.
Bob, she owns a head shop. She sells bongs, Bob.
No. It's not what you sell.
Blah, blah, blah.
Why do you gotta be so cynical? Why don't you grow up?
You bitch! Hey, Mark!
Hey, great party last week.
And we aimed to please.
Animals. I've always loved animals.
Was a little violent at the end.
Violent? Look who's talking, Mr. NRA.
What are you doing here?
Well, actually, I came by to say I'm off.
You are? Where are you going?
Going to Miami.
What the hell's in Miami?
Hell is in Miami. Don't worry, I'll be back. You can always count on that.
Why would you ever come back to a place like this, man?
It's like any other place, Bob. People, houses, roads, cars. What else do you think is out there?
Freedom.
Yeah? Freedom.
It's not out there. Freedom is another way of saying death. You know what I mean?
You're pretty fucking weird, man. You know that?
I'm up.
All right, man. See ya.
Hey, Mark, if you ever get lonely, or you need someone to talk to, Bob's there for you.
Hey, Steve-O! Fuck you!
And that was last we saw of Mark. Never came back from Florida, if that's where he was going. Rumor flew around that he died in a plane crash like he was supposed to all those years ago. Anyways, that was Salt Lake. People came in, they went out.
Oh no! Fuck you!
So Trish, are we hanging out later?
I'll tell you what, Bob. You're coming with me.
I am?
That's right. I own you now.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot to tell you. I sold myself to Trish for $36.
$36? Wow, Trish. That's a good deal.
Salt Lake City. Land of the Dead Sea. Zion, as the Mormons call it. It really is the Holy Land.
See you, Steve-O.
Get a formula, man. How are things going these days?
Not so bad. How the ladies treating you?
The ladies? I tell you, the women in this town are so miserable. I'd give anything to get the hell out.
You know, you gave up a good thing in my mother, sir.
Maybe so. So, good news.
The world is coming to its end.
Better.
Shit. Better than that? The people are revolting.
You.
Yeah?
Been invited.
Uh-huh.
To attend Harvard Law School.
Dad, you and I really gotta work on your definition of good news.
Steven, this is great news. You've already gone through pre-law. Why not finish the process and in the best possible way?
That's so funny. Gosh, Father, don't even remember applying to Harvard Law.
Well, I applied for you.
You mean you signed my name?
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations, old man. Hope you enjoy your second tour of Harvard Law School.
Steven, what are you going to walk around like this forever? Come on, you went to school, you got great grades.
And
what else is there?
I cheated, Dad. I cheated all through college.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you cheated. But why? You obviously cared enough about your grades to do well. I know you, Steve. You're just like me.
I'm like you maybe, but not completely.
And why pre-law? Why not liberal science? Why go at all?
I studied law because I wanted to learn how completely full of shit your life's ambition was.
That's crazy. You know that.
You know what I think it is? I think you're sitting there. You've become a fascist.
Fascist?
You're a Nazi.
A Nazi? I'm Jewish, Steve. How can I be a Nazi?
Oh, that's the worst. Dad, look at this. What kind of car is this?
This would be a Porsche.
A Porsche that you bought at a Volkswagen dealership. Volkswagen. You know, right? For the people. Who designed it? Who made that possible? Let me give you a hint. Adolf Hitler.
It's just a car, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I completely understand that point. But it's a car that was built, designed, and created on the blood and the pain of your people.
Let me take you to lunch.
Okay.
Huh?
family. My dad wasn't all bad. He just, you know, had no clue. I like to bust his balls. What pissed me off, though, is he was right about one thing. Why did I do so well in school? I didn't want to. I mean, I tried. I tried not to give a shit. I knew it was all bullshit and they were just trying to mold me into cannon fodder for their wars. And I knew that meaning lie elsewhere. But somehow I studied. Somehow I got the grades. And now somehow I was accepted to a fucking Ivy League school. Last place on the planet for a guy like me. I mean, I wouldn't go there unless it was to set it on fire.
Hey, what are you staring at? Did you get a good picture?
Now, there was this issue of a lifelong struggle with poverty, which was beginning to cause reflection to myself after I had run into someone from my past a few days earlier.
Yeah, you guys wouldn't happen to have a dollar or something, like a little something.
Guys. Oh, shit, John.
Yeah?
Hey, it's me, Steve-O.
Bob!
No, Steve-O!
Steve-O! How you doing, man?
There you go. You have no idea who I am, do you? Member of high school, Mohawk.
Yeah, you're the fucking Mohawk.
Yeah, punk.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing? I heard they put you away.
Yeah, but they let me out, man. I'm a free man.
Oh, hey, this is Sandy. Sandy, this is Sean. Sean, this is Sandy.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
So what you been doing with yourself, man?
Oh, man, I'm a fucking beggar now. It fucking sucks.
Wow, you should get a job.
I tried that. I fucking tried that, okay? Hey!
I gotta go. Can I help you?
Yeah, I called about the job.
You called?
Yeah, I want to sell clothes. Woman's clothes.
I don't know. Have you had experience?
With what?
Women's clothes.
What the fuck would I be doing in women's clothes? What do I look like, a transvestite? I'm not no fucking transvestite, all right?
No. I mean, have you ever worked in retail?
Huh?
You know, selling clothes.
Well, if I was selling clothes already, what would I be doing here? I really don't think this is the right way to start a working relationship. You got a real bad attitude, lady. In fact, I don't even want your job. I don't care how much you pay me, because I got integrity. In fucking integrity. Ah! Ha! I think impossible. It really is. It's like the hardest thing. There's nothing out there for me, you know?
It's really tough.
Man, I'm a bum now. That's what I do.
Here, man.
Oh, hey. Thanks.
What about your parents?
My parents? Oh, you mean my mom. My mom is scared of me. She won't even let me in the house. You know, it's not like I killed anybody or hurt anybody, you know? It's just, you know, she's scared.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? We gotta get out of here.
I couldn't even look at the guy. I felt the pain in my stomach. I didn't like it, so I turned my back.
Hey.
Just like everybody else.
I'll see you guys in the rebound.
On the rebound.
Right. On the rebound. On the fucking roof.
It really fucked me up. Not Sean, but turning my back. Ignoring the truth. So what I do? I drop Dassey with Sandy in Highland Park is to further ignore the truth.
This shit is good. I got it from Trish. Trish got it from Mark.
It's a weird couple. Bob and Trish.
Do you think they're in love?
Don't know. I'll have to ask them that. It's weird.
What's that?
The park. So dead.
This town is dead.
It's what?
It's dead. 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 Dead.
Maybe we're dead.
Wouldn't that be nice? That's the canyon where the devil worshippers go. You want to check it out?
The colors.
You know, before the Mormons settled this valley, this is where the Donner Party came from. The cannibals, yeah. Two families. And the head of one family, he was right. He said, you know, we should go south. We shouldn't go over the mountains. We should go down around the Sierras and get to California. But they got this fight. And this guy ended up killing one of the members of the Donner Party. It was like a raging battle. So he kicked him out. Outcast, he was completely by himself alone in the wilderness. He did it. He went south and around the Sierras to California by himself. He was alone in the wilderness to be by himself. It was actually him. That guy. That guy came back and he saved the Donner Party's ass when they got the snow in.
Steve-O!
Look at them right, right? I'm just right here. I'm right here. Feel it, right?
Do you feel me?
Okay.
Just throw him out for him to die. They fucking threw him out while they're sitting there eating themselves. Tell you.
The house!
I can see everything! What the fuck is happening to me?
Yes, you're dying. Where are you at? The world really ends.
Why do you say that?
Because there's no place else for it to go.
You're right. But when's it gonna end?
That I can't tell you.
Oh, no, you must tell me.
I can't tell you.
Come on, little spooky surprise.
Come with us.
Please tell me.
I can show you. See, it's beautiful, right?
It's beautiful as it can be. Beautiful like you.
You want to see something else beautiful?
Sure.
Beauty's the end, Steve-O. The end.
The question lingered in my mind about Bob and Trish. Were they in love? So I thought I'd just ask outright.
You guys in love?
Who?
You and Trish.
Oh, oh no. I have to think about that.
It's not really a thinking question.
Well, you know, I worship her and all. She's like a goddess, you know. If she died, I'd die. If she told me to cut off my left arm, I'd probably do it. If she told me to lick a cop's asshole, I'd probably do it.
All right, I get it.
So yeah, I guess I love Trish. It's weird, man. I never thought I'd fall in love.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I always thought you were a poser.
Why am I a poser?
You fell in love with a girl. Only posers fall in love with girls, so you're a poser.
All right, fine, then I guess I'm a poser.
Yeah, that's what you said, you're a poser. Bob? No, I don't really think you're a poser.
It's just busting out.
No, I know. I didn't think you thought it was.
Where were we going? I mean, really, what was happening? This life, it was crazy. And I felt tired. I mean, halfway through the season, I just felt inside. I was so tired. And I had this wave of melancholy just, like, sweep through me. And this impending sense that my philosophies, anarchy, was falling apart. What do you do when your foundation falls apart? I don't know. They teach you that in school. And then there's this party at Chris's. Now, Chris lived on the outskirts of town, in suburbia, surrounded by Mormons. His house was kind of like a commune. I told you about Chris earlier, that first party. He had that sister, Jennifer, red hair. Remember her? Really sexy, like, carnivore. Oh. You remember, right? It's Jen.
Steve-O, how you doing?
Good, how you doing, baby?
Great. I'm really doing well, really.
God, what do you want tonight?
I'm on nothing. That's exactly my point. I stopped taking my medications, and everything just feels so much better. Like, Chris told me to stop taking them because that meant that I would, like, believe in God or whatever, and that, like, I would dissolve. And so I stopped taking them because I'm really superstitious, and everything is so much clearer right now. I mean, seriously, so pure, you know what I mean?
Right. It's Jen looking a lot like Ophelia tonight. So Chris's house is kind of like a commune. I mean, all the regulars were there, Freaky Deaky, and then Bob was hanging out with Trish. And then there was Mike. It's quiet all night, just sat in the corner. And the whole party was weird. This vibe was going on. It was a strange night.
Steve-O, I mean, I see things clearly like my brother sees them. You know what I mean?
Where's your brother?
He's downstairs. He's just talking. They talk all the time, and it's so lame. And,
right.
And you should have
known.
No, 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 no.
Hey.
Chris, definitely a hippie. All right, well, there you go.
I can't tell you how good it is to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, Chris.
My heart has been so heavy, Steve-O.
It's my nice hookah.
Yeah, I've been trying to get stoned, but it won't happen. I've been smoking since I was born.
Why'd you tell Jennifer to get off her medication? You know, she completely is out of her mind when she's off her medication. Why
isn't she beautiful? I mean, have you seen her gown? That's my sister. I mean, she's not a lithium Barbie doll.
She needs to be who she is.
Yes.
And she should be who she is. But who she is...
It's evaporating.
I don't think she really knows who she is.
I think we're starting to talk about pain here, Steve-O. And human being must go through pain.
What is Jones doing?
Satanic Bible.
I'm gonna prove it. There's no Satan. He doesn't exist.
He's going to try to summon the beast tonight at midnight, and... He isn't going to come, and when he doesn't come, Jones will have proved that science is the only truth.
Have you met my other sister?
The lightning storm coming, and I need to get a picture of it. Hi, Steve.
That's my sister.
Yeah, your whole family's a little strange, Chris.
Yes, but we are strange. Let's speak of anarchy.
And so we started our debate. This was our custom. He believed in structure, I believed in chaos. It was an ongoing fight. He seemed to be winning. Parties liked it in Salt Lake for us punks. The days would pass and there'd be a party and then a fight and then another day. This was the cycle. It was getting old. No, I was feeling old. Anyway, it was a weird night.
The school of science says that the world moves from order to disorder, chaos.
They're fools, Steve-O. I mean, you know, life goes from order to disorder to order. Atoms come together randomly to form a structure. An infant is born,
right? Child, yeah.
A child, exactly. It grows, it gets older, it dies, it decomposes
exactly.
Back into chaos. The
nothing.
Very thing you're
exactly.
Doing. Right, but
anarchy.
Then, but then, those atoms are reformed into something else. A blade of grass, a tree, a flower, whatever. The cycle, man.
I got it.
Steve-O. The cycle, man.
Yeah, I get you. The cycle.
The time is now! I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna prove that all your faith and all your prayers are unfounded. You coming?
Is he serious?
He's always serious, Steve-O.
I'm gonna go watch.
I treasure these talks, Steve-O.
Not as much as I do.
We've got science to celebrate and demons to dispel. Off your butt, Pippi. Come on! We're gonna go celebrate science if we go make hope.
Hey, dude, I think we're gonna cut.
This makes me uncomfortable. He shouldn't be playing with something he doesn't know.
I don't blame you. All right. I'll get a ride home with Sandy. Have you guys seen her?
I saw her in the back of the house earlier.
Yeah, so did I. All right, I'll see you later.
Okay.
What do you want?
It wasn't that I loved Sandy. I knew that we had an understanding. But I discovered then that Chris was right. All things had systems, even me. I was about to beat the living shit out of this guy because he had invaded my territory. It was my territory. No question about it, just like in the wild. I was following nature, and nature was order, and order is the system.
Steve-O!
Shut the fuck up!
What the fuck did you do that for?
Fuck you.
In the name of Satan, ruler of the earth, the king of the underworld, command the forces of darkness to dispel their infernal...
Jones didn't need to prove the devil did not exist. Not as a supernatural being, because I had seen the devil. He was in that room with Sandy. He was me, he was Harvard, he was my mom and dad, he was all of us. Jones was just making all this up anyway, so who cared? Fuck him. I thought, fuck him, fuck this party, and fuck everything. Above all, fuck anarchy.
I don't know, we were like just kicking it, smoking cigarettes, and Trish had like candy corn, dude, and...
and we were just watching birds and shit, and I was thinking, I just started thinking, you know, Salt Lake ain't that bad, you know? You know what I'm saying? I know, I mean, I know it sucks and all, but, you know, this is like home, you know?
Dude, what the fuck are you talking
about? No, dude, all I'm saying is that, you know, if you think about it, no matter where you go, you gotta have a home. And Salt Lake is like, you know, it's home.
This place is never gonna be my home.
No, I'm just saying.
No, you said what you're gonna say. Get it? Now you fucking listen to what I'm gonna say. Look at this fucking place, right? It's a shithole. Look out there, Bob. Tell me what you see. Nothing. Nothing piled upon fucking nothing. It's like fucking Jesus Christ took a shit and it landed right here. So you can be happy all you fucking want. All right? See, I used to think we were alike. I mean, we were similar. We had something together like this. You know what I mean? We thought alike. We felt the same way. But you... Fuck you. Grow up, Bobby. All right? Look around and grow up. Because I swear to God, man, I'll fucking write you off like that. Fucking... Is your home? You know what? Fuck your home.
This city was still the same. I mean, just look at it. There's nothing going on. That's what I saw when I looked out over the city. Nothing. How the Mormon settlers looked upon this valley and felt that it was the promised land is beyond me. I don't know, maybe it looked different back then.
When I was 7, we moved here. My mom and dad told me this place was Disneyland. Rightfully so. We lived with Mickey Mouse, Donald, Daffy, the whole crew since. And now Mike, a good friend of mine, was getting out.
What?
I'm leaving. I'm going to Notre Dame.
Mike, how could you do that?
I'm 18. I gotta go to college.
Mike, I'm gonna miss you, man. It's gonna suck around here without you.
What's your major gonna be, dude?
Botany.
What's that?
Plants.
You're gonna save plants? I wanna save the rainforests, you know? Somebody's gotta fight for them. Just.
Do you believe this guy? He's going off to save the plants. I mean, this guy, he was one of the most hardcore sons of bitches I ever met. He's going off to save the plants. I mean, I remember this time. He was drunk.
And he got the idea in his head that all the cars on his block would look better without windows.
Janet said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all.
Every time she puts on a... He took them all of them. They needed to call back, but finally they got him in the back of the squad car.
Then one fine morning she puts on a New York station, and no one don't believe what she heard at all.
The cops thought he was on angel dust, the only way he could do it. Not so, it was just Mike. He broke those goddamn handcuffs, kicked the window out of the squad car drunk. That's it. Never got caught either. The story was all over the papers. It took us weeks for us to get him to admit that it was actually him that had done it.
Now he's going off to hug a tree. I kind of knew it was the end.
All that was left was Bob and me. Me and Bob. First two punks, last two punks.
Then again, I was getting the impression I was all that was left. Bob was in love.
Steve-O, I want to introduce you to a young friend of mine. I think you'd like her.
Yeah, why do you think that?
I don't know. She's smart. And she's ambitious.
I'm not ambitious. Not yet, dude.
Steve-O. I love you. Bob loves you. What's the matter?
Nothing. What's the matter? I'm right as rain.
Dude, why are you always depressed all the time?
I'm not depressed.
Sandy really got you.
No.
You know, dude, it's no big deal. I'm like, you know, you're like my brother, and I love you and all. But what that fucking bitch did, you should fucking kill her.
She had the right. She had the right of the agreement. Just, you know, should have been more careful.
Steve-O's got a big heart.
I don't have a big heart, Trish. I have a heart the size of a pea. It's okay, though. You guys are happy. It's okay. Please, just don't pity me. Get off on pain. Hey, Bob, tell her I get off on pain, please.
Yeah, he does. You know, I mail it out a lot, but Steve-O's fucking hardcore. Yeah.
Well, hardcore or not, I think you should meet Brandy. She's having a party at her parents' next week.
Yeah, she's a rich girl, dude.
It's okay. I'm a rich boy, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, you're a cool rich boy.
I don't know about that anymore, but... Brandy, it sounds kind of fun. Yeah.
See? Nothing. Miles of nothing, just space. You could fall in and never come out.
So it came to this. A blind date. My first. Oh, what the hell, I didn't want to let them down. They were good people. The thing was, I didn't need a date. I needed an answer. You know, the year was a waste, all right, but not the kind of waste that I was looking for. Not a glorious wastefulness filled with parties and fights and good sex. No. Instead, it was more like the waste. Oh, the waste that is the salt flats.
Birthday, dude. Yeah?
How old is he?
I don't know. I don't think he knows. He's old, though. I know that.
Well, like, presentable for your old man.
Aren't you gonna wake him up?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know, man. It's your dad.
Yeah, I know. It's just, you know, it's kind of crazy sometimes.
What do you mean by crazy?
Well, I mean, like, you know, he thinks the CIA's after him and stuff.
What the hell do you want?
Hey.
What do you want with me?
Dad, it's me. It's Bob. Your son. Happy birthday.
How do you know it's my birthday? You people know everything. Well, what the hell do you want? I don't know anything. So now you're in trouble. This is my house, you dummies. I was born here. I'm an American. This is my piece of pie. Right. I don't give a shit who sent you. I'm going to blow your goddamn shit. Next time, you better bring back the army. Goddamn CIA.
In all those years, I never met Bob's dad, but I suddenly felt I knew my friend a lot better. I felt bad for him. I didn't like that feeling.
He's kind of a lunatic, you know?
Yeah, I'll say.
Sorry.
Don't be. Is that your fault? You're my friend, that's all.
I'm sorry.
So the last party of my youth, and I was to meet Brandy. I'm going to say it right here, people. Brandy was the woman that I was going to marry. That's right. I didn't know it then. Didn't even know what she was like. Hell, I wasn't even sure if I was gay, asexual, or a punk, or a mod, my dad, Bob, Sean the Beggar. I didn't know a goddamn thing that night. If I knew what was ahead of me, you know, I may have stayed in bed. Or I may have felt better about that night. Who knows? Life is like that. We change, that's all. You see, the guy I am now was not the guy I was then. If the guy I was then met the guy I am now, he'd beat the shit out of me. Those are the facts. But still, I lied awake. Was I afraid? Was I angry? Or was it just the end? Was it just the end and I knew it?
And on, Canadian club love, a place in the country, everyone's ideal. But you are my favorite, and a place in your heart, dear, makes me feel more real. Oh, Mother of Love, I wouldn't change you for the whole world.
Steve-O, this is Brandy.
Come on in, you guys. Drinks in the back.
It was the hardest punch I ever took. Knocked the wind right out of me. I was hers. That was it. One smile. We got acquainted as the party raged around us.
I have to ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead, ask me.
Well, why do you go out of your way to look like a bum?
I look like a bum?
Well, not in a bad way.
I look like a bum in a good way.
Aren't you, like, rebelling against society?
Put that simply, kind of, yeah.
Hey, Brandy! What's going on? What are you doing with this fucker, huh?
Just
shit!
See you later.
You were saying something about the way I looked.
Wouldn't it be more of an act of rebellion if you didn't spend so much time buying blue hair dye and going out to get punky clothes? It seems so petty. I mean, stop me if I'm being offensive.
Oh, no, go right ahead. That's fine.
You want to be an individual, right? You look like you're wearing a uniform. I mean, you look like a punk. That's not rebellion. That's fashion.
Then what's rebellion?
Rebellion happens in the mind. You can't create it. You just are that way.
Hey. How old are you?
I'm 19. What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing, I was just, you know, I was just wondering. What you're basically saying is that you wouldn't like a guy like me because I have, you know, I have silly hair and I dress kind of funny, right?
No, not at all. I like you, actually. I mean, we just met. It's my party and I'm hanging out with you all night. I mean, wear what you want. I don't care about things like that. I was just posing the theory and trying to understand.
So, then you do like me?
Mildly.
What was I doing? What was I, an asshole? I was in love and I just met this person. I hated her ideas because they were critical of me. But I loved her anyway. It was a curse. No, it was a punishment. I went with it. We talked all night.
You okay?
I've got a headache. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Bob! How goes this? What's going on?
Got a fucking headache, man.
I have some pills for that. It's
fucking music. No, I don't take pills, dude.
Hey, it's candy.
Just buy them.
Headache in a bottle?
That's the state that we serve. It's all again.
do. I don't like a mirror.
What happened?
I don't like fucking mirrors! All right? I'm sorry.
What did he do?
He gets crazy when he's drunk.
Okay, everybody out.
Guys, party's over.
Out.
I'm
sorry about the window. I didn't mean to.
You know what? I'll buy you a new one.
No,
It's 7 years bad luck. It's 7 years bad luck. It's 7 years no. bad luck.
Wait, I'll take
one.
I'll get him out of here. Let's go.
Let's go.
Alright,
you guys. Everything's cool.
Hey, can I call you tomorrow?
No. I mean, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Sorry. I had a great time today. I really did.
Yeah.
Great time. It was good fun.
Yeah.
Shut up. How you feeling, buddy?
Dude, I'm not like my dad, you know? I'm not gonna cry, dude. You know what I mean?
Fine. Don't cry.
You think I let him down? You think I let my dad down?
No. If anything, I think he let you down.
I want to marry Trish. I'm serious, dude.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Hey, Bobby, get up.
Just get up. It's like 3 o'clock. Get some eep. Poser.
Only pose is die, you fucking idiot! Now what are we gonna do for Fred?
Official cause of death? Overdose from Percodin. That's what John's girlfriend gave him for his headache. That mixed with the booze did him in. Heroin Bob, the guy who never did any drug in his life outside of beer, died from a narcotic overdose. And that was it. He fell, and I went on. What else was I gonna do? You know, Bob got me into this whole punk fashion anarchy trip in the first place. It hit me after the funeral. It was always Bob. It started way back when we were kids, maybe 14. We were such losers back then. Those guys in school that sat alone in the cafeteria getting shit from the jocks, wishing to God they could be cool for just like 1 minute. And then one day, Bob had had enough. Being a dweeb was not what he had in mind for our future.
Hey, Bob, you're
early. Dad was slipping out. I had to get out of the house.
Well, Mike and Eddie are coming, so it should be a good game. I have this really good dungeon.
You know, Steve, this D&D shit, it sucks.
What'd you say?
I said it sucks.
But you're a 7th level magic user. I mean, what do you have to complain about? Things are going great for your character.
Evil, it's bullshit though, man. Magic user, what the hell is that? You need these elves and dwarves and dragons, man. This music.
Rush is a very good band. Their music is very complex, and the perfection.
Listen, I'm not saying they're not talented at all. And yeah, they rock, but it's not the only music out there, you know?
I've got a John Denver record.
I'm serious.
Anyway, I like them. You know, they rock, man.
It's all the world out there. People are having fun. We should be going to parties, dude, and getting drunk and getting laid and being wild, you know?
The last time we went to a party, we got our asses kicked, man.
Well, maybe we should have our own parties, man. Just give me a chance. How about we turn this off?
Don't touch my stereo, Bob.
Give it a chance. Give me a chance. That's from a guy I know in L.A.
Do you know a guy in L.A.?
Shh. You tell me that this doesn't rock.
This isn't anything.
Just give it a chance.
Well, what is it?
What is it?
Yeah, what is it, Bob?
It's new.
So there I was. I was gonna go to Harvard. It was obvious. I was gonna be a lawyer and play in the goddamn system. And that was that. It was my old man. He knew. So what else could I do? I mean, there's no future in anarchy. I mean, let's face it. But when I was into it, there was never a thought of the future. I mean, we were certain that the world was gonna end. But when it didn't, I had to do something. So fuck it. I could always be a litigator in New York and piss the shit out of the judges. I mean, that was me, a troublemaker, the future. The guy that was one of those guys that my parents so arrogantly saved the world for. So we could fuck it up. We could do a hell of a lot more damage in the system than outside of it. That was the final irony, I think. That, well, this. Fuck you if you're already thinking it. I guess when all was said and done, I was nothing more than a goddamn trendy ass poser.
Yeah.
Go, 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 go